Usually, reading government legislation is a guaranteed cure for insomnia. You brace yourself for like dry zoning rules about fence heights or endless definitions of municipal borders. But crack open South Africa's National Veld and Forest Fire Act of 1998, and suddenly you are reading a script for a post-apocalyptic survival movie. Welcome to this deep dive into the source material, where we are looking at how a government actually legislates communal survival against, the unpredictable, destructive force of nature.
Right, because a veld fire, which is a massive sweeping landscape fire, completely ignores property lines. The government can't just wait to react to that. They
Yeah.
have to anticipate the threat.
They have to get ahead of it.
Exactly. That's why the minister acts almost like a meteorologist, running
Yeah.
this really complex national fire danger rating system. It calculates typical weather, recent rainfall, the specific type of vegetation, and even the topography of the land.
Okay, let's unpack this. The state is essentially operating a massive ecological threat level dashboard.
Basically, yeah.
And when that rating hits high in a specific region, it triggers immediate warnings on TV, radio, and newspapers, and they like pull the plug on all open air fires instantly.
Yeah, the central government rings the massive alarm bell, but they don't actually put out the flames themselves. The boots on the ground reality falls entirely on local groups called Fire Protection Associations, or FPAs.
Which sounds a lot like an extreme neighborhood watch, except instead of peeking through the blinds to look out for burglars or stolen packages, you and your neighbors are actively strategizing against literal walls of fire.
It really is. But, those warnings don't mean anything if the terrain itself is just waiting to burn. That's where this neighborhood watch turns into a mandatory landscaping crew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the law legally obligates landowners to prepare and maintain fire breaks on their borders.
And you can't just wake up on a Tuesday and strike a match to clear that break, right? The rule says you have to give your adjoining neighbors 14 days written notice before you burn. I do have to push back on the practicality of this, though.
How so?
Well, what if you and your neighbor absolutely hate each other? Or I don't know, what if they're simply out of town on vacation?
So the 14-day rule isn't just bureaucratic red tape. It's actually a structural necessity. It provides a specific window for neighbors to either gather their own resources to help monitor the burn or formally dispute the conditions if they think the weather is too risky.
But what if they just ignore the notice?
If they don't respond or aren't present on the notified day, the law allows you to proceed in their absence. It functionally forces cooperative landscaping regardless of personal disputes.
Because a gap in the fire break threatens the entire valley.
Exactly. You can't let a feud burn down the neighborhood.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Preparation and neighborhood notices are great, but when a fire actually breaks out and chaos ensues, this law responds with extreme, almost martial powers.
Oh, absolutely. A registered fire protection officer taking control of a fire can legally order anyone, literally anyone between the ages of 16 and 60, to assist in fighting it.
Just think about how jarring that would be for you. You're just taking an afternoon walk, minding your own business, and suddenly you are conscripted into a localized military draft for a natural disaster.
And the authority goes far beyond the draft. These officers can enter and search land without a warrant.
Wait, no warrant at all.
None. They can destroy vegetation to stop the spread, seize private vehicles to use in the fight, and forcibly remove or arrest people who get in their way.
That is intense. But the most shocking part to me is the liability aspect. If a fire starts on your property, the law presumes you are negligent until you can prove otherwise.
Yeah, you are guilty until proven innocent, simply because nature sparked on your lawn.
Unless you joined one of those fire protection associations we mentioned earlier.
Right. If you are part of the FPA, that presumption of negligence completely goes away. The mechanism here is brilliant.
How so?
Well, by joining, you aren't just a rogue landowner anymore. You're operating under a state-approved ecological defense plan. You're trained, and you adhere to collective safety standards. That massive legal incentive practically forces everyone to participate in the communal defense.
So what does this all mean? Imagine stepping out your front door right now and a local officer legally forces you into the back of a truck to go fight a wildfire. That is the reality of this law. For you listening, this act proves that in the face of absolute catastrophic natural devastation, individual property rights completely evaporate.
Yeah, the rules of owning land become the rules of mutual survival.
Exactly.
It really shatters the illusion that we are entirely independent of the environment or isolated from the actions of our neighbors.
Which leaves us with a pretty provocative thought.
Yeah.
If a government can legally conscript citizens to fight fires, seize their cars, and presume them guilty for natural disasters on their land, could this exact legislative framework eventually be used to force citizens to fight other modern climate emergencies?
Oh, wow. That is a heavy thought.
Right, like being drafted to sandbag a town against flash floods or manually building barriers against rising sea levels. Next time you see a boring legal text, remember it might just be the draft notice for the next climate war.